only the Pashup Shat would be Bishogah. I mean, the Tehem himself is even worse, but Mazes. But Pashup Shat would only be Bishogah. And it'd be not enough to meet a possibly for Birchas Krishna. Can you say Birchas Krishna after 10 o'clock, 10 to 12? So the Shulchan Aruch says, no, too late, Shtiblach Arorum. From Shtiblach, they say Birchas Krishna after this man, Sobs Man Tefillah in the springtime. So of all people, the biggest misnagah is Melanus Chutanen. The Mishkan is Yantar. The biggest misnagah is Melanus Chutanen Chutanen, and maybe you can pick and say Birchas Krishna to Chatos. What's the Shaila? That's exactly the Shaila. It's dying from 10 to 12 at 10 o'clock, 10 to 12. So the Shulchan Aruch says, no, too late, the Shtiblach Arorum. From Shtiblach, they say Birchas Krishna after this man, Sobs Man Tefillah in the springtime. So of all people, the biggest misnagah is Melanus Chutanen. The Mishkan is Yankov. The biggest misnagah is Melanus Chutanen Chutanen, and maybe you can pick and say Birchas Krishna to Chatos. What's the Shaila? That's exactly the Shaila. Is Daniel from 10 to 12 with Hashlumim? Or is it the Iker is Man? Again, Nafkamina for an Onay, Nafkamina for a Mazin, Nafkamina for Birchas Krishna. Do we Nafkamina Zachor? Another Nafkamina Zachor would be, could you dive in Shachris from 12 to 12:30? From Chatzos to Mincha Gedolah. Again, if it's Allah of Tashlumin, so the answer is yes. Kozman is older than Mincha, so you can daven Lachori, you can daven Shachris. If it's a din at Ikazman Mincha, pardon me, Ikazman Shachris is until Chatzos. So Chatzos, yes, but until Mincha Gedolah, nah. This is at Akasha and the Eliyahu Rabba. The Shari Tshuva quotes in Siman and Aleph and Kod Beis. He passes the Allah, but an Onen could daven Shachris until 12:30. I thought that's Shemim Adasha. If the Igazman is until 10 o'clock, then he can't have him past 10. Elamad Igazman until 12 o'clock. Fine, but after 12:30. Well, I don't understand how you can explain the Shidduch. But there is no Tashlumin. Once he's called an Igazman, there's no Tashlumin. That's what everyone agrees to. So if it would be Tashlumin, it would be no Chiyuv. But I don't understand that Shidduch. Yes, ma'am. I'm not saying it. Some say it. Some posts say that. I'm not saying it's mukhur. Some say that. Okay, these are the things which we're discussing here about Torah and the Beis Yitzchak. But the fascinating, other fascinating things I'll just touch upon now, the remaining few minutes that we have. And then tomorrow in the Shia, we'll begin the Inyan of the various Yisurim of Avelis. And we'll go on, as the case may be. I want to say that Sunday, we're going to have a Sunday schedule. Things like this past Sunday. We're going to have Shia bright and early in the morning. That's why everyone should be ready to accept their visitors who come on visiting day. So just want to let you know for your preparation's sake that the Sunday this year is going to be before the Seder. So just letting you know that right now. Let's take a look quickly at some of these Piskei Tshuvas here. Interesting, Shaila, can an Onan eat without a bracha? The Shulchan Aruch says yes. Others disagree. The Kolbo disagrees. What's the Shaila? That is, what's the din of Asr Le'Honas Ma'amah Zebel HaBrachah? What's the pshat? Is the pshat that it's a real Easter? Well, no. The Easter is, you didn't make a bracha. You mevalah the chiyuv of bracha. Not going to be by an onan. The rule, general rule of by an onan is, it's also the whole Pesach Shiva, that he's taught them in that mitzvah. He's not allowed to kill somebody. It's a great idea. That's an onan. He's his enemy. He's hated his enemy for years. Oh, now's my opportunity to get even with him. Husband and Mitzvah, they'll go kill him. Or he has his girlfriend. Let's not leave the rest of the imagination. So yeah, the can't go over and be over in Aveira in Anivis, Rahman al-Assan. Can't do it. Only part of the Mitzvah Kumba Kumbat says. So how do you eat, put out a bracha, it's a Gidl Mall, it's a Gezel. How do you do it? How do you do it? Gaval, how do you do it? So the answer is, it's no, it's not a real Easter. You know, all the Gemara meant was that if you battle the Chiyuv bracha, then there's an Easter, but there's no Chiyuv bracha, there's no Easter bracha. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passes along. The Kolbo creeps, and the Kolbo says, no, it's a real Easter. And I found a fantastic Lushitosa in the Kolbo. Unbelievable Lushitosa. Because the Shaila is like this. What do you do in Safek Birchas Haneni? Safek Birchas Haneni. What's Talach? So we pass in Safek Brachas Lacha. The Kolbo says no, you got to make the bracha. The Kivega is Machaber on his own to this in the in Brachas Yudbeis, in the Gilyan HaShas. He says it's a pshat in Tosfos. That can't be. The Maaseh Eliezer says it can't be. It's against the Tosfos in the Hemshech by Rosh Chodesh. Let's not go into that now. But the Kobol says so. The Farish. Why? Well, she tells so. But the Kobol is the real Easter. Mamash and Easter eat without a bracha. So you can't take any chances. But we all know the Easter is to eat with the Mivah of the Chiyu. But a Savik bracha says no Chiyu. There's no Chiyu. There's no Easter. Oh, that's comment number one. Let's just run down here through a few more. But my theory would be Pasuk in Shulchan Aruch. You don't make a bracha. Same child in the Tilas Yadayim. A Yechayev or not. So, the Piskachiva quotes some of the Yechayev. When the Yadayim is Torah Chiyim, what's the Shiloh? And then the Tilas Yadayim says, got lumbus to get here. And call it Torah Kula, gets snuck into here because I need it. What's the Vod Yadayim? Is it really Osir? It's like the Mazal Shul, Osir Lech Obel in Tilas Yadayim. What's an Isir? Well, no, you're Mavat of the Chiyim in Tilas Yadayim. Memela, it's Memela Zot. To be an afternoon, the Briskarav talks about this. What's the Yadayim? Is it really Osir Mishim Srak Tumah? Or is it really based on Viskadish to Vishim Kedosha, Vishim Kedusha? That might tie into this Shadow of Aninus in the Tilas Yadayim. Yeah, but something apart from Gansu. And what? Why should we put them in Gansu? Not a bracha? No. So the bracha, as you can say, is on the Kedusha aspect. Right? Like the Tumah, Srak Tumah, that's an Isser, but that's no bracha. Like you say, Lambdas like that. Do you want something? What about benching? Interesting shadow benching. What's the Mechayim of benching? The fact that you're full? Or the fact that you ate? Some interesting lumbus. They post can talk about it. Here's an afkamina though. The guy ate full meal. I actually ate also called Torko. I guess we don't pass like that Yerushalmi and the Chabad after that. Ate a full meal. Went to the Kvura, came back, and he's still full. You bench or not you bench? That's the Shaila. If the Machaira that you're full, so then you have to bench. The Machaira that you ate the Kvura. The Chora would say you're part of a benching. The Machaira that you ate, you're part of a Savot. They talk about that guy who ate and is full, but he never ate a Kazai Spechdech, he was Pras. Mishra Brewer talks about that. The Chora the dinner should be part of the Halacha. He needs to be part of a Savot. So the Eidri Anim should be part of. That's what I would say. Although the Chochma Sodom says you have to bench. And if Yaakov releases is the same thing. What's the Machayev Ashiyotza? The relief or the might which led to the relief? We're not going into details here. So that's the same Shiloh. I also thought that the mice was the Machayev. I thought you shouldn't make any of these brachas in this kind of case. Yes?
What
do you pull in the world? Ah, you have to make props on what you ate at the end? You don't care, because I have to mention it. You should be right, you might have to mean. Right. Bidikas Chametz, yeah. Halach Lamais, I would say don't bench. Lanias Daiti, don't make Ashiyos. I would say don't make it till the dying. That's my personal inclination. But those are douche, do it out of broch. What I would say. What makes that say? But there you can make him a better tzvah to say with the Isser. You can make a better... Huh? Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Could be. Oh, Bedikas Chametz. That's the word, Bedikas Chametz. Yeah. Someone else should do it for him. That's the best way out. All right. I'm asking for the psa. Someone else should do it. Get rid of the mitzvah aspect, the deacon's a mitzvah, but it's also an Indian, you have to get rid of the chametz portion. How about sphira? That's a fascinating topic, sphira. Unbelievable. Only the sphira, what's the deal? What do you say? If you allow me to go over time, I'm going to tell you to pick my rock on sphira. It's a whole, I don't want to leave this for tomorrow, because I'm going to get involved with this. So, this will be Bimkom lunch. So, it's better than lunch. It's always better than lunch. So, my sphere is a fascinating sack over here. It says that you should cow without a broch. What kind of pshara is this? Why without a broch? Manasha. Yes or no? So the answer is, well, if you don't care, if you cow without a broch, then cow the next day. So, kalei ploim. the Olam Zok, that the reason why if you miss a day, you can't go on the next day is what? What's the reason? No. Because all 49 days, it's 49 mitzvahs, really one mitzvah. So you missed this one day, how can you count it? Still not good. Because you're not going to do mitzvahs. So how do you help you count out a bracha? The chapella. Sorry? Right. There's no mitzvah. You make a bracha. No mitzvah. Said a word, but you didn't do a mitzvah. So the answer, I think, is what the Rav said. The Rav said many years ago, and I think Shona to Rav Zevin has it, most of it printed in Shana Bishana, Tav Shin Chav Hey, I believe. This most of the halakha is there, not all of it. That's not pshat in the bahag at all. That's famous. That's not true at all. The real pshat is that if you miss one day, you simply cannot count the next day. It doesn't make sense. You can't count. I'll count in my dollar bill. 1, 2, 3, 5. Okay, this is up. You have to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can't count 1, 2, 3, 5. You just can count. Not because all 4 is one mitzvah. No one says that. See what it means? You got to go in order. You can't just skip a number. Memela, if the person's in aninus, to count for Torah, mitzvah, rabotai, what? Come on. Count for Torah, mitzvah, what? You cannot do. But to count for Torah, counting with a shalom Hashem mitzvah, which you can do. And I think that's exactly the pshat in counting by day. You know, everyone knows the famous pshat. Count by day, but then you can continue. So there's both developed up the sex fake. So maybe there's no difference at all. And maybe counting by day, you count with a bracha. Svek, svek, and you go right. But if you look carefully in the source, it's the Trumas Hadesh, if I'm not mistaken. Look carefully in the source, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say svek, svek. Rav Zevin points out. So he gives this is the answer. To count by day, Rabotai, although the mitzvah you don't have, but the continuity can be maintained. Because the mice, it is that day. All right, this man for the kiyum mitzvah is by night only. But this man for just saying a count which is meaningful would be that whole day. The Rav wrote a writer. There's one person who said, I think the chinuch quotes of the Ran. If a guy forgot a day, what does he do? He says, makes a bracha and says, Ethnol haya chamish alama vayom shusof. Crazy thing is that. So the Rav said, if this man doesn't help, you can even count. You have to be tzmimus, but you can even count five, you can even mention five on the sixth day. We don't hold that way. We hold it too late. But by day, even though it's not a kima mitzvah is gone, but the continuity can be maintained. So we wrote about another riot. There's another sheet that I think the Ram quotes in Psachim. If you miss the first day, it's all over. If you miss the subsequent day, then it's okay. My nafkamina, chapella. So I think the Rav said, if you miss the first day, it's all over. Once you already start counting, today's, as he said in Yiddish, it's a Shema Ria. It's vet itself from Zichalein. It gets counted by itself. Once you get started, you say one. Everyone knows the next one is two. But if you didn't say one, then you didn't get started. That's the sheet of the Ran called the Yesham. We don't pass that either. But from all these Yeshams, you're trying to call major yourself, it's not a question of more than I would one mitzvah. The question is simply be able to have the continuity of the count. To the part by an own name, it would seem to me. Oh, I have another theory of this Mahalo, which I just was Mechadish for Bar Mitzvah Brachas Joshua. He's going to say it, he sang it, I think he just said it this week, it's Bar Mitzvah. I'll tell you also, the Kifta Nimra. It says in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchis, Sphiris HaOmer, the persons in Shul, and the Shul is not counting Omer too early, it's Halacha L'mais sometimes. They're counting too early, so you should count. And then later on, when you doubt, you count it by yourself later on, you count with a bracha. So till they blow it. Maybe you already yelled it the first time around. So it's a chasafik bracha, so it's a shavu bracha levatola. Elamai said you weren't doing it the first time around, so what'd you bother for? Apparently, the Shulchan Aruch said if you forgot later at night, your original count will take you through, you'll be able to count the next day. Till they blow it. If it's a shavu, maybe you yelled it then, the night the bracha levatola. If you're not guilty, then what do you do? So then we're going to have Rav with the Chiddush Nifla. Because you can make a tznai. That's his child. You make a tznai of mitzvahs. But if what? If what? If I remember later on, then what? I don't want to be guilty now. If I forget later on, then I want to be guilty now. Rabbi Kivei, what do I do with my mitzvah Russia? Rabbi Kivei, he quotes this Mogan Avram for his famous Eitzah. Famous Rabbi Kivei, it should be a Aloha quotes. Now we had a Shabbos, Shalyad, Shalrosh, two brachas, one bracha. That's a great answer. Put on the Shalyad and make Lani of Tzilin. With the following tonight. If Allah is like Rabbeinu Tam, good. Then I'm just going without no special machshav. If the Allah is like Rashi, that the Shalyad, the Allah Niyach takes care of the Shalrosh as well, then I have a fairish in mind that the Shalyad, the Allah Niyach should not cover the Shalrosh. I'm covered either way. He quotes the Mother of Rome as his president for it. You can have a time of mitzvah, so I'll play by both ends in the middle. So Rabosai, for the Mishnah, even the Bir Halacha says, to Gevald the Geitza, how can we not do it? Shalola Orer, Shalola Arer, Amin Hoge Yisroel. So you stay. So I said over this by mitzvah, he comes from a very strict German family with a very machshav in Hogim. So I said that you see the importance to Mr. Brewer, you can't have any reason, logically, to be there, but he makes it right. He says, don't do it. Because don't be my heart in the middle of your soul, the Mishnah, the Ramah, the Baruch Shem, the whole story. The Chal Shver. So I said that the Mughal of Rome's trying to have a drum is wrong. Mamish wrong. He never meant it tonight. Tonight, the Mitzvahs don't help. That's what the Yachmonim say. Or in the Yant, everybody said, you can't have a time of Mitzvahs. You have a tonight, Yachmonim say, you have a time of Shechita. I'll Shecht it. If he pays me, then it should be kosher. If not, it's Nevela. Don't have a tonight, I think, as the other guy, but you don't have a tonight in Rotsa. Gittin, Kiddushin, Mechira. You can't have a tonight in Kavona. Yes or no, you can't have a tonight. You can't have a tonight in Mitzvahs. Forget it, no such thing. I said, you cannot have a tonight in Kavona. You can only have a tonight in Rotsa. Two different things. Rotsa means a more legalistic kind of a das. Whereas Kavona means, yeah, you know what you're doing. I may have the legalistic, formal das to achieve a certain end. That's what you can say, but now that I know what I'm doing, if you know, you don't know. That's what the Achronim say. I think it's correct. Oh, I have a drum? No, you look carefully in the Beis Yosef, you're supposed to have a drum, there's a serious omer. Look carefully, he says like this. He quotes this Eitzah. And he says, I don't remember exactly the process. He said that some say that it's wrong because we paskin brachas ain't a machas. Huh? What does it do with anything? Brachas ain't a machas, what does it do with anything? The answer is what I heard from the Rav once. The Rav once said, many years ago, he quotes that there was a minig, the old minig used to be like this. Brachat Hashem, Shehayom Shnei Alalom. Quote and post. Shehayom. With a Nusach HaBrocha. A Nusach HaBrocha Mamish. A Nusach HaBrocha. Okay? So, you look carefully, what's he bringing it in for? According to the Mughal Ram's chat of Kavana, there's no connection between that bringing of the Brocha, the Sphere's Ma'akev, or not Ma'akev. See, that's not what he's driving at all. Something going to be totally different, Lani's Daiti. Namely, this you saw it again. You count before this man, that you have to plug a minute before Shkia. The mitzvah you don't fulfill. Certainly not. No way. Before the day. Forget it. But what? They have to plug a minute so it can maintain the continuity. So the counting by day is no good according to the psakalach we have, but it can keep the continuity going. Send me over here. So you count without a bracha. Why? Because it's not a mitzvah. Just to keep the continuity going. And you can count the night with a bracha. But maybe you counted before it was good. No, it certainly wasn't good to shame mitzvah. It's only good to keep the continuity going. Just the same as an onen. I won't take too much time of the in Hilchos Tzvi. You take a look there, and therefore the whole precedent of the Kivega falls off. They have a minig Yisrael Torah, not only because we follow minig Yisrael, because it's Torah. It's Oiskal. Okay, there's a few more minutes here. Somebody just finish up some of these Pitzchei Tshuvos here. What else is there? If someone's an Aninus and they suddenly find out that the little Shmoletzvah is an Aninus, what do you do? The little Krishna. It's a fascinating discussion over here. The Chazon Ish talks about it. Just bring it to your attention. What else? You shouldn't tell an Onin before he davens, unless there's a need to do it. Let him first daven. Because otherwise you're going to ruin it for him. By going to Yard Side. Unbelievable. It's incredible. Your heart side is more important than all the mitzvahs of the Torah. You say, "Chalal for the first tshuva." He'll do without Krishna, he'll do without tefillah, he'll do without tefillah, no problem. Without the yard side, give vault. No way you can do without the yard side. So they're actually matrit, believe it or not. They're matrit into what? Say Kaddish. No, you can say for carrot. You can say the reason why it's mutter the Kaddish is not commit to bechlal. They're matrit because it's such a tzorah godel. I'm saying it's because it's a tzorah kot. It's a nishka mitzvah. Kaddish is a tzorah psalminik. So it's also be mitzvah, it's not also be benhagim. So I wanted to be matter it. Happened in my shul once. Rebbe, a guy who was an owner and he had a yotze, kept the shul. Couldn't believe it. Yeah. He said yotze. He said kaddish. What else? Counted for a minion. Posh Pesach does not count for a minion. Posh Pesach and a mitzvah. Posh Pesach. What else? Yeah, Birchas HaShachar, that's a whole lumbus. I would say it's not Mitzvah, no. So how do you make Kaddish not part of the minion? Sorochir. So the whole thing is Shver. I'm in Hogan, I don't know. Birchas HaShachar, whole lumbus. When's the Ikas Machir? Is it all day? Or is it only in the morning? Or in the first minute? Or the first 4 hours, etc.? That's a whole lumbus in Sifkat on Yud Zayin. What if he did a mitzvah, does it count or not? If he did Abdullah and then he came back as a Yaitzeh, some say no. Pashpel says no. Nishkambar Chiyuva. Others disagree. It's a Shver. Alright, look, there's more to talk about, but I'm already 10 minutes late, so we'll stop here. And then tomorrow. The first Easter which is found in the Gemara, that Yudal and Amidbeis, we learn that Avol is Asur with his Torahs. So it's also for 30 days. We've already discussed earlier that the Raivin takes us literally, he learns the real Din Daraisa. And all other Rishonim disagree and say that there are Bonon after the first day for sure. The Shaila would be, what about combing your hair? The mutter or also. So we know by Nazir, if someone who really is not allowed to take any hairs out, he's not even allowed to comb his hair. Like a Shabbos can't comb your hair. If you take a comb, it'll pull hairs out. So, Tosis, on your Testament days, discusses this question. Is the mutter to comb the hair be may availus? Yesh Avim Shah also the Ava list the Osorik Rosha Lakashiva Mishim Darminan Nazir Elos Ain Osorik Yafidami Nazir Vainir Klal the Ava Nazir also Vare Shafila Tolash Sar Osor you can pull it out. I mean Avedas Shumishim Yipoi Lo. There's Machalik between Avedas and Nazir. That's the Shah. Now, it would seem that this might be the Shaila, no? If the Raivin is right, that's a real derivation from Nazir and from Kohen, and it's a real, real din, then maybe Tosfos is calm because he'll pull the hair out. If Shah Poskim are right, but if it's in the Rabbanon, Mishum Yipui, then it should be Mutter to comb the hair. So the Mordechai is Mekel Lematzgana, the Bach quotes it, because a funny riot that you don't understand too well. It was the Raivin from Chalamayit. You're allowed to comb your hair, Chalam Ha'et. You're allowed to comb your hair during Havelis. Very problematic raya. No? Because Chalam Ha'et, the whole Easter of shaving, of taking hair, and Chalam Ha'et, Shalei Kodesh, the regular maneuver. So it doesn't apply to combing the hair. But when it comes to Havelis, what's the connection? So I think what he's trying to show is that combing hair, I don't know, you saw the back. He quotes the Mordechai. I used to look at the Bach Kosov of Mordechai. How do you understand that riot? I don't know if I have a good chat. Maybe you tell me how you understood it. I repeat. The Mordechai says the Machlokas HaPoskim is coming there mutter for novel or not. We thought the Machlokas might depend upon the riot against everybody else. In any event, the Mordechai is not there because Chalamayit is mutter. Who's Chalamayit? Chalamayit should like constantly maneuver. What does it do with... But the veils, yes.
But you know, basically, I thought that you just had to make the whole floor.
He's trying to show it's not a low plug. Maybe he learns that those who answer say it's a low plug. Whenever you look at answer, so the list struck is also up. You see from Chalamayit, it's not true. Maybe. Yes? That's what I thought, Shaul. I thought like Jonah's Hepshah. I thought Shimmy's Hepshah. Oh. So I thought that like Jonah and Shimmy's Hepshah, maybe that's what he meant like this. Still a little sure. He's trying to show that this, that combing the hair is not in the category of Yipur. Because how did tell us this was Matthew Yutet? The only answer that, oh, Mishim Yipur, he never put in the combing the hair. How you know, maybe combing is also a Pachin of Yipur. Should be answered for another. No, but if it would be in category of Yipur, he said it would be a special logic. You can't check him with on that too, perhaps. And if it maybe should have been a Xer on Chalamayit also. So the fact that there's no Xer, you see that it's not in this category. That's a mukhah because I could argue. Okay, so that, maybe that's what the Mordechai's intention is. Maybe. So the Baal quotes the Mordechai, and then he quotes an Ozeruah. Ozeruah, unbelievable. Female chauvinism. It's what the sheet called a sheet that may comb your hair on Chalamayit, on Varvelas. A woman, yes, and a man, no. You want to say, talk about going to Tvila, Mikvah, what? Was she single? What doesn't? I thought a whole different shot in the other room. Maybe. The Rif holds, the Chalal, it's mutter for a woman after Shivat and Me'avelis to Mutaris Begilua. Mechabah Pat is that way. Based on the Pshat and the Mesech Svach, it's two different Pshatim. What is the Pshat? Well, we'll see later. I'm going to give away everything down the first day. But there's a Mesech Svach, it's the Shulchan Aruch, Pat is a lot like it. Simen Shin Tzadi Tifei, and for women it's Mutar. Even though other Pshatim disagree, the Rush argues that Evan Simon and Gimel. Just to give you a little comic attractions. The Rush quotes this source. That Evan Simon and Gimel, that's not what it means. Wrong. And the Ramon in fact argues on the Mechaber there. Nevertheless, it's a sniff. Since it's like a svetzvek. Some folks, the Machlokas might come in the hair. Some say Musa, some say us. Another machlok is even by actual cutting of the hair, as far as the woman is concerned. So maybe that's the real man. He says, toots done in the hawkill, says, make a lemaisa for women to comb her hair, and not for a man. Perhaps that's shot in there as a rule. Lemaisa, machada pasas involved, that even a man may comb his hair in your may have it. This takes care of the Easter of Giluach very quickly. We're not going into the Pratim now. Clear the old Giluach is also. The Pratim, as far as a woman, as a married woman, as far as when the Easter ends, Yigi Rebbe Chaver will discuss way down the road. Yes? What does it say? What? I don't have an Ozeruah, but the base, I think the back calls the Ozeruah. What did he say? Even in Shiva? In Shloshim? Is that what he says? I mean, I don't have it in front of me. I mean, I also doesn't exist in care. So the Baal, the tour, where's the tour? What? Where? The tour, Shah? What does he say? Shimon Shin Tzadi, that's Kotzim HaMordechai. It's not a big, I don't think it's a big letter. I think it's a medium-sized letter. No? Let me see quick. There's always a rule set. There's always a rule, no? There's always a rule. Oh, so that's exactly my pshat. That proves my pshat is correct. Proves the point. And the other pshat would be much to tell Zion too. Oh, Gavaldik. No, I think it's, I mean, I don't know the rule, but that just confirmed that my pshat might be correct. Okay. We now move to our test vote. Yes. What's the difference? Because that Masechet Tzmachos that supposedly is matter for a woman, it's talking about after Shiva. So that's Tziruv. Because as far as whether combing the hair is considered a Giluch or not, there's no distinction between Tov Shiva and after Shiva. So Pilei Ploy, how does the woman make a difference between Tov Shiva and after Shiva? Makes no sense. And it's not, because he's Mitzarev, the Rif, the Mechaber. Mahu Mata Bechlau for women, Tov Eliacha Shiva. So that Tziruv, the specs, it only works after Shiva. That's exactly that's he must have Mabsha, I think. For a man, there's no distinction between Tov Shiva and Acha Shiva, sure not. So then you have to take a stand. The Mechav is make believe in Tov Shiva. But there was a rule with Machmer. Yes, Nachum. You what? He's coming from that Masechta Smachos, which do with. You want to know where it comes from? The Masechta Smachos. Look in the Rosh Siman Nun Gimel. Let's quote the Rif. That's one of the original source. What do you mean both? Who's both? But do you mean both men or women? Do you mean Shimon Shlosh? Shimon Shlosh. We'll get to it. I'll tell you to be patient. We'll come to that. I won't give everything away right now. We'll come to it. Yes, Tommy. What? Well, the rule made a distinction between Tov Shiva and after Shiva. So what's the difference as far as Giluach is concerned? It's also called Shloshim. What's the difference? Teretz is being mitzarev the Shittas of Mechaber, the Rif. That Bechlal Giluach is mutter for a woman after Shiva. So that Tziruv only works after Shiva. That's why it's only matter after Shiva. Okay, Abel Sai. On Tezov and Aleph, the Gemara tells us, Oh, Bel Chaya Batifus Arosh, Vidukam Arachim Alei Rachman Alei Chezkel. Most of the time I skipped over all the Gemaras and the Maramakomas about Menuda and Metzora. We're not discussing that right now. But here, I'll pick one example. I want to learn it. Just so you see how the Gemara operates, and also because here it's related. You'll see in a minute. Vaita Menuda Maladim Metzorosh, Amar Yosef, Toshma. Famous Atman, the ocean, Kim Nudan, the Havelim, and Shirach, and Alem, and Hashemayim. I'm going to buy them and the Nudal Hashemayim shine. Can't tell. The Chom. Mitzorah, Ma'alatiba Sarosh, Toshma, Ve'al Sofam, Yatan, Michlal, Shachai, Batiba Sarosh, Shma, Mino. Shut. So, the Chorah. There are two separate Sukkim. One Pasuk in Yecheskel for an Ovel. And one pasuk in the Torah in Vayikra, Parshas Hazria, for a mitzvah. So the Kivege has the kash against Rashi. Rashi in Tainus Daf Yudalev says, as far as an oval is concerned, he's a chayav in Atibas Arosh, because the pasuk in Seva Vayikra. So the Kivege has on the spot. What do you mean? He should have quoted the pasuk in Yechezkel. Quoted the wrong pasuk. So the Sefer Ola Yisachar, Simon Hay, he suggests the following text. That after we learn from Yechezkel that a tiva applies to an Avel, we see that a tiva Sarosh by Metzora is also a din of Avelis. What does Avelis have to do with Metzora? He quotes in Ibn Ezra, who says in Avetzora, Abel Aroa Masov, he's in mourning, not for somebody else, but in mourning for his bad deeds. Some want to say he's in mourning because of himself. The Torah Hashem Kameis, or like a fancy. Unklus, Tagam Unklus is al-Safam ka'avela yis'ateis. So the Unklus himself on that pasuk brings an idea of avelus. Tagam Yonason, ka'avela yelovish. The Torah's Konim says, chofa roshu ka'ovel. So there are many sources that the fact that the Torah is because of the aspect of Mitzorah, the dimension of Avelus, which a Mitzorah has. That's kind of Rashi. Really, Atif is derived from the Indian of Avelus, should be Mitzorah. Except that without the Pasuk in Yechezkel, we wouldn't have known that it relates to Avelus. Mitzorah has two Kiyumim. He has Kiyum of Avelus, and he has some Kiyumim, two of Avelus. How do you know into which group Atiba Tirosh falls? You can't tell from the Pasuk in Vayikra itself. But one of the Pasuk in Yechezkel, which tells you that Atiba Tirosh is an Indian of Avelus. Now we don't shot the Pasuk in Vayikra, and Mitzorah, it's also the Torah of Avelus, not as a side point in Mitzorah, which has nothing to do with Avelus. Very nice shot. This, yeah? No, it's in the right Pasuk. Yes, it is. Once we know the Pasuk in Yechezkel, then we're going to see it from Vayikra. In Vayikra we see that the right, but we wouldn't have known which Mitzorah is two halves. Avelus Tikka Mitzorah and Sam Mitzorah. You wouldn't know which one it fits into or not for the Pasuk in Yechezkel. Once it's the Pasuk in Yechezkel, then that's the source of the Torah. So this explains the Rambam. Yes, John. Oh, Rambam. It's a different thing. I'm not sure what the kasha is. Menudah is different. Whatever the kasha is different. Okay. So in Halacha Yutet, that was in the Parakei. Menai la'ovel she'osav atif b'priyas ha'rosh she'arei ne'am, listen to this. She'arei ne'am ali yechezke lo sate al sofa mechlal she'shar avel chayav atif b'sarosh Basuda Shemachasu Barosha Otto Mikhtoto Apiv Shenema Yasofam Yatev et Uncle is Tirgame Kavelo Yisatev. He quotes two psukim. Very interesting. Two psukim. Why do you call two psukim? So the Ola Yisofa wants to say a big kiddush. But he quotes two psukim and one interesting deal. One it says Shenemar. When it says Sha'arei Ne'emar, so you want the same shot, but the real pasuk is Shenemar, as we know. Shenemar, right? That's whenever you put a bumper, let's say Shenemar. That's the regular Yafusa. So Shenemar b'Sofam Yatzeh. That's the moment. Except, we wouldn't have known it. We would have thought maybe it's a Chazin and Mitzor's Andud Avelis. So it's an introduction. Sha'arei Ne'emar v'Yechezkel Asofam Yadadadadam. Now we know that the Indian of Avelus. So maybe we can derive the Shenemar from the Torah itself. That's the one of the reasons we said a pshat. Why? I'm called Tupsukim. The one that says Shenemar, it's the real source. And Sha'arei Ne'emar is Megale on what the source is. That's his pshat. I'm very fascinated. One could have said a different pshat in this Rambam. I repeat it again? Let me read it again because I want to tell you. Let's see if you can think of an alternate pshat, Rambam. You tell me. Okay? It's a very fascinating chat, all these stuff. But that means maybe it's an alternative. I'll read it again. Minai la ovel shalzi b'priya sarosh. Shehare nemali cheskel. Lo sat al sofa michlal sheshar avelim chayot bativa sarosh. Vasudo shemachasib al rosho otem imiktoso ma'at al piv. She ne'emar. Vi al sofa miyate. Vi unklus tirgeim kavelo yistatim. That's what I was wondering. Maybe the second Shenemar is going on the Pratim. Well, it's a little bit shver though, because you already have those Sat al Safam in the first Pratim. What is the edit? Al Safam Yata, what is that edit? I'm saying. At the end. What's it doing now? Right, I'm just saying one could have said a little bit, maybe it's another alternative. But, and it's unglis, the unglis has disease. Ape vaitis. Could be. No, maybe it's saying, I thought that maybe the prophet would come in the second prophet. But if I ask, what's the second one happen to the first one doesn't have? So you're answering as unglis. No unglis in the chesed. But he hasn't gone to the prophet anyway. I don't know. Maybe it's an alternative. Like, yeah, okay, good. I'm saying this chat, maybe it's good. The masculine, the Kabbalist chat. What is this business of having highest fancy atifa? Where does it come from? I said the Farish Gemara of Chav Dal. Let's turn to Chav Dal. What's Chav Dal? Dok the Gemara Omar Shmuel Pachas Chova Nasa Rishus. Fascinating Gemara. On Shabbos, you're not supposed to show Avelus with Haretzim. The Gemara discusses six different manifestations of Avelus. What you may not show on Shabbos, what maybe you're allowed to show on Shabbos, and they go on tells what they are. Priyasarosh, Kadosh, Karalachorov, Kimasamito, Kolkov. That's Pachas. You know, it's a sandal, Tashamito, Hirsudayim, Raglayim, Bechamen, Arvis, Shus. Ravamar Av, Priyasarosh, Rishus. Even taking off the Atifa, the team of Atifa Sarosh, is optional. Rezok to Gemara, Shmuel, my Shnod, Nidah, Sassan, was the Rishus, Lav Kuliyama, Avidi, the Misani, the Misani, the Sanayu, Kriyas Rosh, Nami, Lav Kuliyama, Avidi, the Megala, Rishayu, people do wear hats, Nay, Shmuel, the Tamei, Rama Shmuel, called Kera, Shana, but you shall see him in the Kera, now, you know, to call Atifa, Shana, Katifa, Zishmaelim, Eno Atifa, this crazy Atifa, Zishmaelim, I guess the Yidin didn't go around this way. So if a guy went this way on Shabbat, it would clearly indicate Avelis, and if it's not how to do it. Which presumably Rav doesn't require Tivas Ishmaelim, and therefore, yeah, Kriyas Rishos, Rishos. What is this thing here? Mechve Rav Nachman Adgove Didikna. So what is all this about? What does it mean? So Rashi explains, Adgove Didikna, Gumol Shebelechi Lamata Mipiv. What does that mean here, no? No? The jaw, lucky the jaw. It's lucky that may all in works on that kind of lucky. No, it's the problem like that. Lucky is a jaw. Yeah? No? Isn't lucky a jaw? Sukkim in Tanakh about a lucky being a jaw. Shimsha, no? Yeah? So lucky is a jaw. So the bottom of the matam yikriv underneath the mouth is like a hole, no? I mean, it's like a feel there, let's go in a little bit. So that has to be covered by the beggar. So what does that mean? Like what the Rambam said. Almost like the Rambam. Rambam writes, as soon as Shem Chatsu Bo Rosho Otem Im Mitoso Ma'at Al Piv. Rambam is a bigger machma than Rashi. Rashi says, it's enough. You take a garment. Like I have a talus. I'll give you the example of a talus because the post will talk about talus as the meaning of a tibus ishwer by a talus. You have a top, and then you come from the bottom, and you go up. How high do you go up? Quantum rights have to go up till here, till the hole beneath the mouth. According to the Rambam, you got to cover a little bit. What? Even the mouth, a little bit of the mouth itself. Wait a minute. Take it easy. This is the Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, but they're basically saying the same thing. Okay, I repeat the Rambam. Asura shemachasim baroshu, otem imiktosu ma'at al piv. Okay. Yes, sir. No. Even an Arab is not that dumb. What? How do you walk around if you're carrying a talus or a sabega from over the head and all the way down till beneath his mouth? I mean, I don't want to be ethnic here, but I mean, wait, patience. This is what I see with the Shreds of Kondi Rosh. Now, wait a minute. Now, hold on a second. The Kesef Mishnah, I have a quote, a tour, the quote of Haigon, who said that the Dikna is the hair, Seir Sha'al Halis Tosos, Vatifa Zula Malam and Achotem. What in the world does that mean? It's the hair on top of the Leses. Looked up in the Hebrew English Dictionary, it says, jaw, and above the jaw, and this Fatima is above the nose. What in the world does that mean? The Radvaz quotes Yerushalmi. As follows. Yerushalmi is the kasha. Vilechine milara. What's milara mean? At the bottom, Mil'el and Mil'ra, Mil'ra. And the Yerushalmi answers, Vilo leve armi pumehu choshish. What does that mean? Who may you chashish? That the Gemara so the Radvaz is Nemet Beis Shal Rambam, the Achron Kolo. He was a Rambam man. The Chorus of Shabbos is against the Rambam. Because the Rishalmi implies that you should not, like the Rishalmi is like Nachum, shouldn't cover from the bottom. Should cover from the top. Most of the Rishalmi is let's cover from the bottom, which means it's no good. The Radvaz says, oh, the Rambam is always right. Moshe Emes, Vistorah, Soeh, Emes. Rambam is always right. All right, so what's the Rishami say? Which garment do you use to cover the mouth? The guy's wearing a bunch of garments. He has a head covering, and he has a scarf, which is covering his neck. If he uses the scarf to cover the mouth, if you go out in the winter sometimes, you know, it's cold, so you use a scarf and you cover it over your mouth, that's no good. Because that would indicate, his mouth is cold, some other, but no, it's not an indication of availability. But if you take your head covering, and then you swing it down and you pull it back over again, that's an indication of avet. That's what the Radvaz is. However, with all due respect to the Radvaz, one could offer a different shot in Yerushalmi. Like what I think the Rav Haigal means. That Safam does not mean the mouth, but rather it means the jaw. Right? The jaw. Let's say. But the jaw, who knows who the pre-med is? If a doctor, I mean a pre-med, a med student, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, the jaw is there. Yeah. So maybe he learns as follows, that, not the Rambam, learned the two different kitsuyim. You cover the head, the regular, you know, regular head covering, and then on the flip side you cover, according to Rashi till here, according to Rambam till here. So if I go, it's nothing new. Far down must it go. The Rav Haigal gave us two simonim. Number one, he says, Hasfeir shal lesosos. And number two, he says, Lamala min achotem. What's Lamala min achotem? I mean, basically what he was trying to say is you have to be able to see. And if you cover, most people that cover their eyes, can't see. We cover with a garment. So the ativa has to be like this. Far down must it go.
The Rav Haigal gave us two simonim. Number one, he says, Hasfer Shahal Sosos. And number two, he says, Lamala Menachotim. What's Lamala Menachotim? I mean, basically what he's trying to say is you have to be able to see. And if you cover, if you, most people that cover their eyes can't see. I mean, they cover with a garment. So the ativa has to be like this. From the garment coming from the top, a turban, or I don't know what kind of head covering, down to here. The Lamala Menachotim, right above the nose. So it goes like right, you know, right by the eyes. Just leaving nothing extra, just to the eye. And I'm not sure what the Sfer Shahal HaSosos means. Iti means the hair over here on the side, which is above the jaw. So we call the Pasarosh, right? The Pasarosh is the jaw. Pasarosh, you're not allowed to take what we call Payas. You're not allowed to cut off. That's here. Unless he means maybe the eyebrows. I'm not sure if he means that, but that wouldn't fit into the word Shahal HaSosos. Unless my doctor, is this part of the same? No, it's a different thing. That's what I thought. So maybe Shahal HaSosos means what we call the Payas, which is above the jawbone. That's what I thought Pshat was. It seems to me that there are two distinct Pshatim in what's going on at Ativas HaRosh, Ba'aniyas Daita. One is the Rambam and Rashi, and you take the head covering and you flip it up, either to the, up until the least of the mouth or including part of the mouth, or of high goal, and I understood him, based on the simple Pshat in the Rishalmi, it doesn't come from the bottom, it comes from the top. How high? Down to here. But to say you cover from the top down to the mouth, man, I mean, that's not a Ativa Ishmael, that's the Dark Ages. You just, everything's dark, can't see anything. Yes? Let's read the Shulchan Aruch. Hold on a second. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch, and I'll get really excited. You think I'm... Watch this. Yes, there's a question? I'll be happy to take it. According to Rabbi, what is Safa means the... No, it's not going to work. No, Safa means Safa. No, it means... I know Safam is it's also a singing group, no? I guess it means the whole jaw. I don't know why it means that, but... The muscle goes up. The old muscle, 1920, the muscle went up to here. That's fine, I don't know. Maybe, I don't, it doesn't say it, but could be. Watch this, this is going to be amazing. I think it's mamish partial a mistake. That's this one. I woke everybody up, just like that, everyone's falling asleep. The plate last night, everybody, the plate, yeah. So now we wake up in one split second. What's happening? Look at this. Ovel chayev ativa sarosh. Dahayna shiachas sarosh of italic. Ovel suda. V'yachzor soso al piv v'al rosh ha-chotev. In my opinion, I know, Tori Ulman Nitzor, this is the low command. It's Lohaya Devar Melam. No one ever said this in a million years. No, there are no million years. 5,746 years. No one ever said it. Can't say it. No one ever said such a thing. So where did it come from? Where did it come from, Rabbi Ossai? Shavuot didn't just make it up out of the clear blue sky. Where did it come from? Not in the Rambam, not in Rashi, not in Rav Haigal. Who said it? Well, supposedly the Ramban said it. Only one problem. One letter. One letter, Rabbi Ossai. David HaMelech left it out. So the Shavuot left it out too late. One letter. I'm talking about. Know that I'm driving it. Don't caught my illusion. Nun. Gemara brachas. No, Rabbi Nachman left it out. So Hashem lechol anoflim. Nun is the nun, Rabbi Ossai. It doesn't say in Ramban, it doesn't say al piv. Ponov. As a Kesef Mishnah, as a Gersa. And the Drisha in Sifkat and Allah, did I have to look at the Drisha? Yeah, he makes a big deal out of what the right Gersa is. It should be Ponov. Because the way I understand it, two separate sheetahs, they're both are equally acceptable. Either it's a high grown sheetah, that he covers part of your face until the Rosh HaKotev, until the top of the nose. Or you have 1 minute. Or you have Rashi and Rambam. But you're covering with a wraparound, like you call it, from the bottom, covering them, you know, until the beneath the mouth, or including part of the mouth. Have you ever watched guys do it do Akiva's palace? Right. That's a head covering. Then they hang it down and they flip it up. Well, I don't hear you on Italy. No, Rav Hai doesn't say that. Rav Hai says, as I quote once again, Rav Hai says, because of the Torah Hashem Rav Hai, Hai dikna hu seir shalal lesosos vatifazu lemalam en achotev. Bishmelem adayin shemachzirin tzatam et nevaz afnem al rosh achotem shalahem. What? Could be, but I don't think any source for it. I didn't say it's impossible. I thought that it's, if you look at the original source, that's before it's a little bit shalom come out. No, by both sides. How do we pass the halacha? Do you require tibbutz shmelim for an avodah, don't you? What do you say, guys? What do you say? Who says no? Shmuel says yes. Who says no? Moses. Shmuel Tanei, Pish tells the Rav saw that Tivis Shmei HaRosh, Shenga Tivis Shmei and Hav Yatifa, Nif on Shabbos, since you can get away with it. Umistama, Rav is Shmuel, Allah is the Rav, Shun. Tosis Paskin says our whole discussion here is not even Shkaloch. Not in Kaloch. The Mechaber, however, disagrees. The Mechaber talks about this elaborate Atifa, which is clearly Atifa Shmei. Frek, the base Hillel, side of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Beis Yosef passes in the Chos Tzitzis, that you don't, the Chos Itu, that you don't need that Tivis Shmuel, but that's why, because he passes like Rav, and yet here he passes like Shmuel, the Steer and the Mechaber, the Beis Hillel's Kasha, and it's the Beis Hillel, no. And the Chos Tzitzis, the Beis Yosef is relying primarily on the Mari Abuav. What does the Mari Abuav say? It's a Poshut. That by tzitzis there's no need for a tefillah to shmelam in the first place. There's no need for it. So this is going to make a bracha the satay for tzitzis. You don't say the satay for tzitzis ki shmelam. So it doesn't, the whole thing's not to shmelam in the first place. And maybe that's what his main smach is in ilchus tzitzis. But in ilchus tzitzis, it passes like Shmuel. Like the Rambam and other Rishonim. Nevertheless, despite this, minig Yisrael is, the people put on a talis, but make a bracha of the atim, this is on a talis godol. So they do atifas yishmael, or they think they do atifas yishmael. In many places, your frumkeit is measured by how far down you pull the talis over your head when you're making the bracha. And the frumest guys are in the real dark ages. They pull it down over the top, down to the belly button, and then they, whatever's left, they throw it over their head. So Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah, Tosa Shulchan, he rants and he raves and he rails, and that's ridiculous. That's not a Tivis Shmelim. That's nothing. That's crazy. A Tivis Shmelim is one of two things. Either down till here, or flip back again up till here, maximum. If a guy wants to be Yotze, a Tivis Shmelim, what he should do is, 1 minute, what he should do is, you should take the talus gadol and have it go down till here, right above the eye, and then take the other side and flip it up and cover it in the mouth. So what's left? Lawrence of Arabia! Yeah, every episode of movie. That's exactly what it is. That's even the shmelim. It was very sandy and blowy and blistery, so what they did was, they left in just a little, just the eyes and the nose, you got to breathe, that's it. and they covered everything else. But the gold from the top and cover everything. It's a chapela. So, when I told it to a few balabatas, they said, forget the Mishnah Berurah. But the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit, I don't know, I told it doesn't mean it. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah is not so mukhach. You have it, I think, it's on your desk, and a chelak aleph from Mishnah Berurah. No? The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tzitzis, when he talks about this, he makes a statement, if I can find it, in Simen Ches, Eifo. Where is it? Yes, Siv Cotton Dalit. He talks about the Shiloh of Ativa Yishmaelim. So the Shas Ativa Mechase Rosho Batalis. Now watch this one. Ad Shiagia Ad Piv. What's this? Pace Yosef and Shidas Hasorim the Sarach Ethan. So if you read it just quickly, you get the impression that you're going over the top, like Nachum said, over the top to the mouth. So I'm not Makaba. I don't believe Mr. Berurah meant it. This is Ryan Bekitzer. I find it hard to believe. I mean, to look at the Tzolos HaShulchan, the Rav Chana said, it's impossible. Can't be. Yes, ma'am.
Just wondering, it doesn't have to turn out to be it. Something that was farther, you looked at an angle.
So imagine if I put the eyes to the sword as well. Yeah, but if you go down to the mouth, you can't see too far.
Okay, but I mean, I don't know. I have to ask an Arab exactly how far you can have it.
Could be. Nah. Could be. Look at the Tzolos HaShulchan. You have a Tzolos HaShulchan? We have this. Never heard of it. What Simon? Simon Ches. I mean, I don't know if it goes to say whatever. Whatever he talks about the Tzitzis. Right. Well, look carefully, Mr. Yosef. Look carefully, you'll see. Yes, sir. Right. So the machil, the minigur chachila to do it. The das, asovim shetorachitis. You don't really need it. Fine, you're right. Okay. Nula maisa, though, for us, let's leave out this is one of the discussing citizens here. Pravelis non afkamina. Why not? The Chadofa did it in the Gemara, in the Rambam, in the Shulchan Aruch. Well, Ad Shebo Atosvis Ubitlu Dinze. And the Chofala from an Aleph says Tosvis, a very interesting Tosvis, amazing Tosvis almost. Tosvis says, Uma She'en Anu Nogan Atal Asaf Hakifas Harol Shukriya Samita, he quotes two Svaras. Samchina Hadar interview Shami Achsonoi and Okaya Bekriya Samita, Lo lemon, chereshu, chorosh, chereshu, pirish mechashe. Kumo kein anu ben anochrim v'yesh beneinu avodnim u'shvochos. And he says, v'odesh li d'tam, ativas arosh, shalo yoya maybe kim li de schok, inyan ativas Yishmael. As I state in Tos. Sure enough, there are more. And Shin Pei Vav Sifal says, v'yesh omrim, she'en noag in the b'medinas el v'ativa, chen amin ekpashut, ואין להחמיר לשנות במה שלא נהגו אבותינו. Must be some from Max in the time of Krakow there, who wanted to go back to the old room type. So I'm going to tell them where to go. Okay? Yes. Oh, I was wondering about this. What's going on over here? I don't understand. In Eretz Yisrael, people live in Gantz and totally only eat, no goyim. And even us, you're embarrassed from your goyish shiksa. Many are embarrassed from your boss, or your people who do business with you in the street, the chveis, or the mayor, or the police, whatever, the galach even, whatever. But here's someone who's, you're hiring that person to mop your floors, and to make the bed, and you're embarrassed to... We don't find it true today. One of my communities have an expression, crazy Jews, no? One of the crazy things, no? We take off our shoes in the middle, right? Sit on the floor, and you shake this green thing, and sometimes, you know, there's a song on one of those, Yossi and the Shtiebel happens there. It tells you all the crazy things that we do. offer the song. And we take a do because you're a Jew. I forgot what those exactly. Which I do because I'm a Jew. Or something. I forgot the part of the lyrics. We look at the crazy Jews. Kiddush Levana, we look at them, we start looking at them. I don't know what else we do. We climb under the bed and we're Pesach and Mechir B'dikas Chametz. Can I give you a whole list of crazy things we do? I mean, it sounds much crazier than putting a head covering on. Who are we embarrassed about? Who are we embarrassed from the... See, hi, if you don't like her, she gives a dirty look, you're firing at a new cleaning lady. I don't understand. It's like me, a terrorist party at a cleaning lady. Oh, that's the bar. What? Oh, that's the cloud. You know somebody? Wait a minute. Yes, John. If you go out of circles, I don't understand this stuff. It's going out of circles. They make fun of it because they don't do it. But if the din would be, if one rabbi would get up and say, from now on, an oval, a model is not, go to Vativ and Sishmael, stop making fun, no? I mean, that's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah. Kishuv. Okay. So the Kivega down the side of the Tulsa refers you to the previous Tulsa that we saw, in the Chavdalah, which says, we pass like Rav. What's the Kivega saying over here? Don't say that there's no Ativa to Rosh Hashanah Zeh. That's because you're passing like Shmuel. And you say you can't do it. That's a Chumra Mevi'el Adei Kula, like I always say. All Chumras bring to their Kulas. There's a Chumra Mevi'el Adei Kula. Because you're passing like Shmuel the Chumra. And you're Ativa to Shmuelim. Then you turn around and say, you can't have Ativa to Shmuelim. So there's no Ativa. Come on! Do Ativa according to Rav. Because it's a Kapaskin like Rav. So the Kivega is in effect saying. And there's Remisa. Enoch in Aves, the Shach and the Taseh. The Shach and the Taseh, right there in Simon Shin Pei Vov, Siv Kot and Aleph. The Shach and the Taseh both say that we have it. Ovel Chaya Vatifa Kamoata Shemosh Nakova Lefnei Ainayim Kol Zayin Yomim. What does that mean? Limshach Hakova Kamoata Lefnei Ainayim. The box says it also. What's it then? In other words, you wear a hat, and presumably you're supposed to wear the hat till the Fnei O'Einai. What does the Fnei O'Einai mean? How would you say the Fnei O'Einai? Like down. Look at the way it's wearing a hat. Is it sheepish? Up. All the way out over here. See, so you go with anti-sheepish. Huh? Not when you're wearing silk. So you take the hat, you wear it all the way down. Down to here. As close as you can to the eyes. That's a chatifa. So Rabosai, I've been at visiting Tamil Chamu or observing Shiva. And a taka wear a hat. Taka wear a hat. I've never seen a wear a hat down to the eyes. But my cousin told me he was visiting by this year by someone who risked him. He wore the hat down to the arms. Not like a shach and tass. But I was by just this year. I was Menachem Lover by the Feinstein Mishpocha, by the Kamenetsky Mishpocha. You don't get much bigger than that. Klal Yisrael. They will tackle wearing hats, they avail them, but not down to the arms. They're wearing it normal. Even though they were probably in the house, they ordinarily wouldn't wear a hat for me. So I thought you don't wear a hat. But they held the Torah's Atifa. I mean, Rav Alpert, the Chron of the Rav, he was observing Shivi, also wore a hat the whole time. When I was there, he still was wearing a hat. So, Lechara, with this hat, Stama hat, maybe you're to the Tiva according to Rav. I was wondering, maybe this Ativa, Samuch, and I, maybe they even according to Shmuel, according to Rav Haigon's chat. You take the Ativa such and cover down towards the. Maybe that's the reason why. All right, I mean, it's an Indian of an extra additional covering with her. That's what I was thinking. The mice, but again, most of the Chum today don't go down to the yard. They just go, they wear that regular. Maybe they're afraid that person said, even that will cause laughter. The guy wears that down to the eyebrows, so if people start to... He has no one a hat. Potmish can hat. Nope, I don't know. I don't know if his mechuyev is good, but he has no one a hat. I don't know if his mechuyev is to buy a hat just in order to do what to his Ishmael. No, no. Yeah? Right, yeah, exactly. Right. I'm sorry? Yeah, Kriyas Anita. What else? So not gonna let him laugh. Who cares? What? What the Mesillas of Sharm says. Yeah, my league game, they're not gonna change it. They know, yeah, I can take a lot of things that people do. People laugh if they don't go, But I'm not mentioning any particulars, but you can guess for yourself. Yes?
Well, maybe a hat looks funny to pull it down over the eyes of a cat. That was very awesome.
Cat?
Yeah,
cat. I think we have our veil with a baseball cap down here. Oh, yeah, that's kind of like when you're playing out in center field. Right. To shade your eyes. All right, but I'm not going to start that sock. It's a good time, though. Regular, that's the only worth. That's not even crazy. I mean, wear a baseball cap down to low. It's very often worn that way. Regular, what a regular.
People walk around in public evenings with normal caps.
Which go down to the eyes? Yeah, these flappy hats, they play tennis with them. You know what I'm talking about? They have these floppy hats, not the, you know what I'm talking about? They come down like Kova Temple. It goes down, what's it called? Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Yeah, I even say things there. Whatever it is. Anyway, I don't know. Okay. Could be. I was wondering, you know, maybe it's like this. As I said before, that's the niker, they make an extra covering, which you ordinarily wouldn't have. So I was thinking that since those, let's say these Tamil Chamuk, who when they're observing Shiva, they're wearing a hat. Since ordinarily when they're sitting in the house, people come in, they're not wearing a hat. Now they're wearing a hat. It's also good. Maybe. I don't, maybe give me a according to Shmuel, maybe. The tefillah of Shmuel is not dafka. It means that an extra tefillah. Maybe Rav held that, maybe it could be like this. No, says maybe they always wore hats. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know what they always had some kind of head covering for hats. I don't know. And therefore Rav says, as long as you wear that head covering, good enough. And Shmuel doesn't have to have an extra head covering. With Manazev, the if a guy in the house usually just wearing a plain yarmulke, he puts on a hat. It is also an extra head covering, perhaps. Or else you're lying, Rav, or else we just... It's a lie, that's fact, which is why that doesn't apply. What about a woman, Abosa? A woman, Chaim, at Tivas HaRosh? Who talks about it? What about a single woman? I'm not talking about, you know, of Frumkeit, the Torah's Sni. I'm talking about the, what Shach? Leave that now. What happened to Mana Gemara? They also went at Tivas HaShemel and the women. Some? Sure. So I was wondering, is Manazeh, so whether it's a little bit lacking? I don't know. Yes, sir. I don't know, could be the difference. You're right, it could be. Could be right. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says that you need a tifa sarosh all the time, except Panimidish Dorhativa Bukolayo, Avakshaboy Menachem Etzla Megala Rosho the Kvoda. Where does this come from? Except the smoke. So I was wondering. So hey. If you look carefully in the source there, you get the impression as Megala Rosha right after the Kvura, and then Omid Beshura, etc., etc., and Megala Rosha Lichvoda. So I was wondering, how can that be? If Havelis, your mission is Daraisa, so how can you violate Havelis, your mission Daraisa, which we covered up along the lines which we had discussed yesterday, as far as this Boaz is concerned. I thought that the Ramban Lashit, this comes from the Ramban. The Ramban Lashit Tosa. Ramban said that Atifas Rosh is not the rice. I mean, not Ramban. The Atifas Rosh is not the rice, it's only Idunim, etc. Not the rice, so it's Mutter. What about the Rambam? The Rambam says that Atifas Rosh is the rice. The Rambam quote this thing? Maybe you have to quote it? Huh? The Shaykh. I don't know if he quotes it or not. We look at the Birkei Yosef, it's a very fascinating discussion. The question is, about a minig, it's exactly against the Shulchan Aruch. But I mean the exact opposite. He says, Ha'olam no'agim she'ein ha'ovel mis'atei bativas ha'rosh kol'yom ela b'shoa sh'avboam l'nachmo hepech ma'shakotsu ha'poskim bativa kol'yom ha'kshavboam l'nachmo megala roshah. Barav ha'godol moreinu harav rabbeinu chayim kafusi b'tshuva k'sav yad herech l'kayim ha'minig u'masik l'shapir avdi u'minag Yisrael tori. Has anyone access to Tshuva Sub Chaim Kafusi? Maybe was it ever printed? He called it Ksav Yad at his day, maybe it was printed subsequently. I don't think, I never heard of it. They didn't know Yerushalayim and put it out, you know, they have the, they put out all these Tshuvas. Till then, maybe it's a Ksav Yad somewhere in the library. I'm curious, what did he say? I mean, you know, it's against the Shulchan Aruch, and it was sent to the Smokos, and all of a sudden, mamash the reverse, minakot and akot. So I have a pshat. But, I don't know, it's a little bit, it's hard to prove me wrong, because you can't get Reb Chaim Kafusi either. But I was wondering if this is what he says. My pshat is based on something we'll be discussing way down the road, sheet, in the end of the fourth sheet, Maram HaKomos Dalet. As far as yeshiva al ha'orim, sitting on the ground. I wanted to say a mahalach, we'll get to later on, that sitting on the ground is a special halach of nichum avelim. I can't go into the details now because I'm missing all the information. But remind me when we get to that Indian, whenever it'll be, but that's what the same chart I wanted to say, yeshiva al-Aurim should apply to Ativa Tarosh according to Minig Yisrael, Minig Yisrael Torah. It's halach in nichum avelim. Okay. Now we have a few minutes left, so just start for a minute in the tefillin. We'll discuss it mostly on Sunday morning. Now, the Gemara says, on the Pesvav and Aleph, the Gemara says that the Ovel is also the tefillin. As it says, Te'erecha chavo shalach. So, Tosa says that it's a drasha gemura. And the reason that Rashi there says in Sukkah and in Brachos, Rashi quotes, Ovel Ma'olel Ba'ofer Karno, etc. The reason Rashi quotes that is only to teach you why you cannot derive other mitzvahs from the mitzvah of Tefillin. That's how Rashi says. However, the Rosh in our daf says differently. The Rosh in the Siman Gimel says that you can't say it's derived from Yecheskel. You can't say it's Rosh Gemurah. Because if it would be, it would be Asur all 7 days. Every single thing. The only exception, the whole list here, 15 Asurim. Every single one that was Asur all 7 days. Except for Tefillin. So you can't say it's derived from Yecheskel. So that was derived from Yecheskel also for 7 days. Shad is, it's derived from Svarah. But like Rashi said, Rashi really meant it. That in all velas ma'ol above for Karna. Well, the thing is, how do you know that tefillin is a psastira? So the pasuk tells you, per chavo shalecha, that tefillin is called pe'er. And once you know that tefillin is called pe'er, then we know misvara, that it's not right, that it should put pe'er b'mokom efer. And chazal, with this svara, mevatel mitzvah that says tefillin d'oraisa, v'yom risha b'shev yaltas. This is the Machlokas Rashi in the Rosh. We got a toast in the Rosh. Toast, again, toast and Brachos, and it's a Rosh Gemura. And the Rosh says, no, it can't be the Rosh HaGemur. If it would be a Rosh HaGemur, after you have to roll 7 days. Like all the things. Territory, it's just Rav Mitzvara. You shouldn't put a Pe'er. What is a Pe'er? Oh, we derive from Yecheskel that that film is called Pe'er. Oh, yes, sir. Yom Rishon. I can't hear you. Two tablespoons, yeah? Okay. Sorry, it was spoken one third. Now, wait a second. Oh. So, a little bit late. I'll tell you what, let's stop over here. Netter, on Sunday morning, I want to tell you some nice Torah from the Sefer Ola Yusofa. Everyone should remember Kibbutz Aveim. It's a very important mitzvah. And you should make sure that do whatever you can to fulfill it. It's a tremendous opportunity. Once a 2-month opportunity to fulfill Kibbutz Aveim directly. Please make sure to take full advantage of it. Mostly we left off on Friday with Machloikis between Tosfos and the Rosh until the Easter of Tefillin for an oven. The question is it derived from Yecheskel? The Tosfos left shot. And Rashi's verb of Ovel Ma'olel Ba'ofa Karno is just explained to you why we don't derive other mitzvahs from Tefillin, why Tefillin is unique. That's Tosfos. And the Rosh says no, can't be derived from Yecheskel. Derived from Yecheskel should be us of the whole week, like everything else derived from Yecheskel. It must be a svara bi'alma. So what do you need a cheskel for? The svara, we know that an oval is also a pe'er. And the cheskel comes along and tells us that tefillin is called a pe'er. That's what it says. So the sefer Ola Yusofa, Simon Vov, is a very nice shot to explain the shita to Rambam based on this. Rambam quotes a midik, there were those individuals who didn't put on tefillin shel rosh at Tisha B'Av. So he quotes to the Tzvi Pesach Frank and Har Tzvi, it's a kasha, ma'ishna shel rosh shel yak. The difference. So, explains that the Rambam is not Mikir Adin. It's a minig. Rambam says, Nog. So, we know that Tisha B'Av is Adin of Avelus. The Bright says, Kol Mash also Chol Mishim Evel, also Mishim Tisha B'Av. The answer is that that's not true. As he says, Ein B'Chlal B'Mashe B'Prat. The Gemara lists up a whole bunch of things in Taina Daf Lamed. What it does from Tisha B'Av. It talks about Rechitza, and it talks about Yom Sando, and Tashra Mita, and the other things, the Talmud Torah. That's us. Other things are not us. Why not? The blanket expression was mentioned. Whatever the Osama Mishim Ovel, Osama Mishim Ovel, the answer is, as Tos points out, that it's only things which are also all 7 days of Avelus. Whatever is also all 7 days of Avelus, is also on Tisha B'Av. However, Tefillin is not also on 7 days. He says, the Tisha B'Av by Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Zekeni B'Shari, Kima B'Shlishi B'Shari. Tos is B'Shlishi in that Chafala from an Aleph. And the Ramban is the same as in Torah Zodom, page Reish Nun Zayin. He says the same thing as far as Malach and Shel HaShom, to a certain extent is not exactly Yisr. Likir Adin is what I mentioned in the Brayis from Tainat Aflamet, because also a certain Atayim is after 3 days. The Eva is like this. The Rambam holds like Tosfos. In Ilchos Avelus. Rambam says like the Rosh HaGemura. And then he mentions it with other Yisurim, etc. Learn from Yecheskel, eating from his own food, etc. The Eva is like this. The Rambam holds like Tosfos. But he also holds that the Rosh is Svara Zemes. It's no steer. But the Rosh is Svara of Ma'olah, Ba'ofa, Karno, only applies to Tzvon Sarosh. They used to remember to put ashes. They used to put ashes on their head to signify Avelus. It comes out like this, that as he quotes the original gears from the Shabbos of Frank, the Rambam, that has the gears of Tefillin Birosh. You don't know the mice from the Vilna Gaon, the other Tefillin Shabirosh. Why? No one knows the mice. That's the Vilna Gaon mice, the other Tefillin Shabirosh we have in a different context. But over here, it's, let me never call that in Halachic Svarim, it's called Tefillin Shabirosh. Tefillin Shabirosh, Tefillin Shabirosh, or Tefillin Birosh. He says that's a shock. Birosh, that's where the apron is munach is zikaron achurban. The mele, that's why it is that on Tishra, they didn't wear the tefillin shel rosh because it's all about for karna. But tefillin shel they wore, but in avelus, the rosh gemura, they didn't wear it, not the shel yad and not the shel rosh. What did the rosh hold? The rosh presumably would hold that although the svara applies directly to the shel rosh only, but with the hekesh, you find the shel yad and kudosh shel rosh, what's the heart three? Like from the or behemoth to horah. Derived from the shin of the shel rosh and still applies to the shel yad too on Shabbos kafes. Therefore, two kash. But by a minig, it's the rush off from the minig of Tishrei wouldn't apply this kind of hekesh. This is a pshat of the Olei Yisachar, a very nice pshat. It's an involved based on the machlokas tos in the rush. Yes, John. Probably this is the rice of the whole time. They put on later. On a different day. It's not going to Tishrei B'Av. Don't forget the Mr. Aitu was filming all day. You get an impression from the earliest Rishonim and even from the Gaonim that they didn't let them know that this is about how come the Galilus of the Reis of the Radesh carried to the Zog. There was a mission. To die based on volcano to be not to Mephatalus entirely, but to be Mephatal certain things to Shem of Tal, so they felt it was important. Yes, no?
Right.
No, because we explained the Shvangas and the Rambam Sheet. What is the Rambam Sheet? The Rambam has a minute. So like this, the Rambam holds an Avel and Avel doesn't wear any tefillin. Right, so what's going on? So the answer is that an Avel has a Drosh of Gemur from Yechester. Yeah, but that applies to both tefillin. But he holds the Drosh of Tefillin is also true. That's as far as the case of the minute of a Tisha B'Av, Avel and Tisha B'Av Rosh. That's all. That's it, finished. Answer that question. I can't hear you. Who can't hear you? Dropping the voice. I can't hear what you're saying.
How is holding by the minute
Very good, because the rush of svara is exactly the distinction between the shoyad and the shorosh. But this svara applies directly to the shorosh, not to the shoyad. Question. Right. The minute, I'm sure it's the minute. Sorry? Right, I understand, but you talk about loss of this Avele Tio, Peretach HaSeit. Okay, now how long, let's get back to Dinam of Avele over here. How long is Yisrael to wear tefillin? We mentioned before one day. That's not what it says in the Gemara, though. We're looking at Kabbalah from an Aleph, very interesting sugya. Was it Tana Rabban and Avil of the second wide line? Avil Gimel Yom Rishonim also near Tefillin. Mishlishi Ve'elach Mishlishi Bichlal Mutla near Tefillin. Bimbal Pamel Kadoshes Ein Atolitz. Shem Rabbi Lezer. Yeshua Mer Avil Beis Yom Rishonim also near Tefillin. Mishani Mishani Bichlal Mutla near Tefillin. Bimbal Pamel Kadoshes Kolitz. Omer Rav Masna Maitara De Rabbi Lezer Zechsiv Ayitnu Bimei Bichi Yevon Moshe. Omer Rav Eina Maitara Rishua Zechsiv the Akwisa Kiyoma. Tilei Ploim. The Pesukim are all short one day. Because sounds like all three or two, and the Pesukim refer to two and one. You get a question, it's an obvious question. The Pesukim say there's 3 days of us. No, it says 2 days of us. And they call two Pesukim. One is Lashon Rabin, Miad Rabin Shnayim, and one is Lashon Yochid. It's one day. So it's the shorter day. What's going on? How do you understand this? I understand this. Yeah. So, yeah. Ayri Gemara says Mishlishi Ve'elach is Mutter. Tal Chol is based on what principle? No, Rabosu, the famous principle. Mitzvah Kekulah, as the Rosh explains. But still, the Etzema should really be 3 days. So, Ayri Gemara from the Pesukim. The Ramban on page Kuf Pei Zayin quotes a Ravid who says, well, Achuisa Kiyomar. The Kof is Marbet a little bit. No. Vayitmu. So, Mishleimen. What's the Rosh Moshe? I'm not sure what that means. Primus. Shver, this is from the Ravid. It's a little bit from the third day. So, based on this, he wants to pass the Malach against the Rosh. That the second day is not Mutter early in the morning, but Netzachan. The Rosh said, no. You have to wait till what? Omdu Hamanachim et Mimenu. That's a Gemara later. That's a Gemara earlier, previous time. Ovel, Kevin, Sha'omdu Hamanachim et Mimenu. Now, if you test them in days, Mutter Merechitza. On the seventh day, when the Menachem leave him after that, the halacha lemaisah, Rachmanos on an avail, they have a minyan for the shiva, and then after the minyan, everyone gets up, and they have a different minhagim. Have you been in a base level the seventh day? A different minhagim. They get up, they do all kinds of, as if they're the ma'amid, as if they're the avail, as it were, from the avail, on the Menachem etzlo, and from then on you can wait till. For the Rabban, Shach, morning Shachas, you don't wait till. The second morning. That's what he says. He passes all up. Probably the Russians do have fill, because they assume you daven after the Tachana. They have a shower, they daven Vasikin. How you talking about filling it before his nates? The whole discussion. Is the man of nates is Lab Dalkis, or Rosh Hashachar? This is Rosh Hashachar. I hope so. That's why we daven a little bit late. It's a problem in the wintertime. It could be a problem. No, really, in the wintertime, people daven very often 6:30, 7 o'clock. Before the sunrise. So what do you do in the base level of the second day? Before that every person. Bain La Rak Dana Rai Rabbah shouldn't wear tefillin, no? It says in the Pashup Shat and Rishon. Don't know.
Actually,
the Rabbah yeah, but the Minigas, they don't do that. The Minigas level does wear tefillin instead of the first day. No, I think that's the Minigas. I never was a doctor carefully one day exactly the davening in the morning. Yes. Ki Yomar. Or Vayitnu. I think it understands Vayitnu not only to be to finish but to be complete. I think that's how you understand it. Doesn't spell it out too much. So the Ramban there says, wait a minute. They look on the rib, they look on the gong, they say, Tzvillin is also Yom Echad. Yom Echad. They don't make shtiklach with Shnei Yomar, with Mitzvah Kekulo. They say Yom Echad. They don't pull any punches. You want to start wondering, where does it come from? The Gemara is not like it's against the Gemara. Very nice, the Rif says it, the Gaonim say it. It's against the Gemara. How do you explain it? It's against the Gemara. So the Ramban has the following suggestion. He says like this, we know that Laila loves Man Tfilin. All right. We have to, according to most of them, we have to pass the Laila's Man Tfilin. But Lamais it's not Man Tfilin. So it's there as Chazal, Shamir, Yishin, etc., etc. So Lamais, you know what Tfilin is not. So if you don't wear tefillin at night, and as far as Avelis, he says, Mitzvah Zayam Kekulo, Memela, if you're knowing one day tefillin, Memela you're knowing 2 days tefillin. So that's what, in theory, it's like a 2 days. But Lamais it's 1 day. Lamais it's 1 day. Aye, but it's not true. As you just said before, that Mitzvah Kekulo only applies to Netzach HaMelechor. So the answer is probably Ramban Lashitosa. Because Ramban holds, we'll get to it much later, as a big Ramban is a chiddush against most posts, most Rishonim, and Ramban says mitzvah sayel kekulo applies even by laila. Ramban has a mitzvah laila kekulo, but for halacha lemaisa, the posts are made on b'shas atzchak. But Abba has to leave early in the morning, or some other kind of things has to do. That is mutzik is past the mitzvah laila kekulo, is by avelus on the seventh day, etc. Yes, Ari. It wouldn't? Doesn't matter, it's last man. It's irrelevant. Mitzvah is allowed to cool as far as the token of Avelos itself in 2 days. And Mitzvah is cool up. Even though you wouldn't wear it anyway at night, doesn't make a difference. Still, Mitzvah is allowed to cool up. And as a result, by the time the sun rises the next morning, and even before that, the Easter Avelos as far as film is concerned, has lapsed. Has lapsed. Yeah. Ayat says Cholet. Do you want to ask? What? You can't argue with Gemara. I mean, what's the difference? Why can't the guy wash in the morning? As soon as he gets up at sunrise and wash, why does he say, Avo, Mishnah, Amdo, Menachem Eslo? Lashon Gemara is with the Berachitza. Why not? Why can't he take a shower early in the morning before davening? Yeah. Yeah.
To answer the question why you have to have